Inside the Driving Five, we are live on social media, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and also live on 103.7 The Beat, PA, joined by the one and only Big Rob. He was back in the studio for a couple of days, well, at least for the day. Then he's back gone again. Welcome back, Big Rob.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In the studio, our guest for the day, Inside the Driving Five, young man has got the streets talking. It's the paper for the streets from the block, weekly paper. He is in the building. Brother Robert Williams in the building. How you doing today, sir?
I'm all right. How you doing, man?
Welcome, cool. Welcome, man.
Thank you.
I enjoy the information that you put out in your paper. Can you tell Muskegon about the Black Weekly Paper and why you chose to start it?
It's a local newspaper. I started magazine style. I was in prison, federal prison, when I started about 10 years ago, and I don't really got no skills. I didn't go to school, so I knew I had to do something. So while I was in there, I just found a computer. Well, I used to draw it, actually. I drew it out. Then when I switched to a joint that had a computer, I learned how to do the same thing on a computer. And I just came home and just got on it. That's all I can say. I don't really know.
Go ahead, Rob. I mean, what was the motive behind it? Say, I want to be the voice of the streets, or I want to shine the light on some things. What made you say I'm gonna, you know, because you put up I know sentencing on charges. You dealt with some cases that me and Big Rob probably won't talk about on radio. You know what I mean? Only the streets could do it.
Yeah. I mean, it came to a point where I found out that I got a voice and people listening, so I got to kind of switch the narrative a little bit, and it's still evolving now. So,
right.
And going down there getting cases, I kind of made a mistake one time publishing something, so I learned that I had to go get facts, and that's how that came about. I just figured out how to get facts.
As long as you learn from your mistakes, you know, sometimes that's your best teacher is the mistakes you made. Just because you fall down once don't mean that you can't get back up. God knows I done fell down 100 million times, and if it wasn't for people like PA and being in my life, you know, saying, dude, you can't do this and do that, you know, gotta do it the right way. So I get it, bro.
I'm still falling down. Feel like I'm falling today. I fell today, got back up, though. I'm here. Robert Williams in the building. So your journey, you say, you know, Big Rob told me to say penitentiary. So
who? I ain't never told you that's MT say penitentiary.
But you've been to jail a couple of times.
A lot of times.
You've been on vacation.
Been on vacation a few times.
I mean, I was at work inside. I did a lot of work. I ain't waste a minute.
Right. And did you learn something out of all those trips?
Yeah, I learned I got to do something for myself. That's how I came up with this. I also wrote a bunch of books. I don't know if y'all know about the books.
I think
I gave y'all some copies of the books once upon a time.
Really?
I brought them in here. Yeah, I got...
They didn't make it to my desk. Maybe they read it. You know what I mean? I'm a small guy on the block, so I'm the last person to get stuff.
I think you was down in Florida, out of the country at the time. Okay. This was a couple years ago.
That's a strong possibility. Yeah.
So what was the book about?
It's called Must Keep a Gun. I'm actually adapted into a...
You know what? I got that book.
I thought that was Big Chiller or something.
I did, too.
I did.
I don't know where I got that book from.
Yeah.
This is one of my books.
Motivation, get up and get it.
Wow. So let's talk about the books then. How can people get your books?
Right now they took down, but I'm in the next few days I'm putting them back up. I just paid somebody to edit them because I'm a professional now, so
okay,
I don't want no mistakes. So in the next week they'll be on Amazon. I actually have them on my person, so I'm gonna be out here.
You come back up here, man. I'll make sure we get it. We get some copies. If I'm not here, I know me and Big Rob will be gone in a couple of days. But Cuban, he's in charge. He's in charge and we're gone. So make sure we get some, man. Who helping you out with the block? I mean, who helped me out with the Block Weekly Report? Are you doing it by yourself? Do you need help?
I need help. I'm doing it by myself. Everybody act like they're look.
Skittish. Yeah.
So
we use that word.
Yeah. Thank
skittish.
You. Thank you for the help. I appreciate that. But I'm softening up a little bit. It wasn't intentional. It was just a learning curve. So I need help, y'all.
Well, Jamie Green just posted that thanks for interviewing him. He helps me research court cases.
Oh yeah, that's my dog. She always hit me up. She give me good information. There are people like her that do give me information. So I'm not saying that it's nobody helping me at all. People do call or send me leads or whatnot. So I do get good information from the community. She sent me whole files. Like I'm working on an article right now about Jimmy Creekmore, the pedophile. I don't know if I can say that.
No, it's good.
Pedophile is what it is. You want to use some penitentiary time? Tree jumper.
He just got sentenced to candy a bunch man. Of time, so. Like a lot of these people know I'm the only person that's gonna listen. So, and I'm gonna share and talk about it. Sometimes I get swamped. Sometimes I can, but I always care and I always listen.
Wow.
Wow. I'm at a court with people too.
Wow, that's good. You put up a video a couple of days ago from Sergeant Anderson. You were out on the scene in Muskegon Heights for the homicide that happened on Horse Street, and describe the scene when you got there.
Well, it was packed. I didn't see it at first because it was over the hill, but it was roped off. It was a lot of people. It was police cars everywhere. His mother hadn't got there yet, so he was still in the middle of the street. They had him covered up with the shield. He was under the sheet, and they had the cones out. But it was just a creepy situation. It was his car was still running. His flip flop was on the other side of the street. You can tell something fishy had went on. So I didn't want to speculate. That's why I just talked to Sergeant Anderson.
Wow, this is what
That's good though. You did that though, because then nobody can ever come and say that you just gave false information.
Yeah,
about it. You talked to him. He was willing to speak with you and stuff like that. So. That's good that you did that. And it was a great interview, man.
Thank you. In my defense, I always wanted to go that style, but y'all know I walk a tight line. Like, but I'm at the point where I had to make decisions. Like, people are looking at me like he talking to the police, bro. They done got over it at this point.
You know what I'm saying? Right.
And I done got over it. Like, the stigma of people talking to the police and me shaking their hand or whatever. I had to build relationships with these people or my job can't get done. You know what I'm saying? So I have to.
It's all about relationships.
Yeah.
It's all about relationships. And this is what, this is the video he shared. Oh, yeah.
This is Sergeant Anderson, Muskegon Heights Police Department. We got a call 6:37 this morning. Shots fired, a lot of shots fired. We came out here and found a victim, a single victim inside the vehicle. Life-saving measures were used and unsuccessful. He was pronounced deceased out here. If anybody can help, if anybody knows the victim, I'm not going to identify the victim yet because the mom's not here. She'll be on her way shortly. We are in contact with the family, and they are asking, as well as us, if anybody has any information at all about how our people was killed, why, any motivations, please let us know. Call Crime Stoppers, 911, or call it to the Heights Police Department. All that, and we are working tirelessly to end this violence. It is ridiculous. It has to stop. No one should have to wake up in the morning and find someone dead in front of their house. It is unacceptable. We are trying our best to stop this stuff. And over the last 18 hours, there's been a lot of shooting in the city of Muskegon Heights and downtown. Thank you.
Thank you, Anderson. Appreciate it.
There you go. That's from Sergeant Anderson, Robert Williams from Black Weekly Paper out there on the streets, man. If people want to get a story, they want to get featured, they want to make it to the weekly report, how can they do that?
Inbox the Facebook page, the Black Paper Weekly, Instagram, Snapchat, email me at One Shot Publication, that's O-N-E-S-H-O-T, publications at gmail.com.
There you go. Our Anthony Miller comment, evening gentlemen, a few days ago in my timeline on Facebook, it popped up when we had a Stop the Violence march through the neighborhood and ended up on 3rd Street. Yep, I remember that, Anthony Miller, a little throwback. Shout out to Michelle Tyson and her beautiful group who started that march. That was probably had to be a decade ago, Anthony. It was well over a decade ago, right, Rob?
Yeah.
And Michelle, she's still doing it. And we appreciate you, Michelle, and everybody else. People are hurting out here, Robert. What do you think from the community that we need to do to make our community a better place?
I think a state trooper pulled us over a few weeks ago and asked me this question before he let us go. He said, "Man, we try and do everything we can do. What you thinking?" I said, "Well, you really can't stop it. You can try to contain it. You can try to combat it. You just can't flat out stop it." But they giving police more money for patrols, and I mean, that's cool. I'm not taking nothing away from that. It need to be money also on the other end of the spectrum, meaning like these abandoned schools don't need to just be turned into affordable homes. But like when I was coming up, we had McLaughlin School after school programs where kids go play basketball. I know they got a few, but they scatters, and time's hard, gas high, people can't get nowhere. When I first came home, the parking of projects was closed, and it was closed for like 5 years, to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I went up there one day and talked to Miss Faye, and I got that park open, and it just took a conversation. So some things just take conversation. So for the people, it may just take for us to care as a collective and start talking about stuff. Because in that situation, the residents in that community could have simply went up there and probably said something. It might just be that we need to do something and get people out the streets and have hobbies and not just be on corners learning those negative ways.
Wow, that's real. Rob, anything for Brother Williams?
No, I think you done covered it all. You know, congratulations on your paper.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know if you call it a paper because you do video stuff as well.
It's
media.
It's media.
Black Party Media, whatever.
The Black Paper Week.
Yeah.
And I got the Black Party. It's a lot going on.
Yeah, so... Yeah, just, keep doing what you're doing, man. We all have to learn, man. I had to learn, man, from me going on vacation a couple of times and stuff myself. You know, like I said, you know, it's a certain mindset you got to have when you're on vacation versus when you ain't trying to go back on vacation.
Yeah.
And PA helped me maneuver that because I didn't like to smile. I didn't like to talk. I didn't like to... None of that stuff. He's like, "Man, you got to come out of that, man. You know, people, da da da." You know, he kind of broke it down to me, man. So, you ever need any advice about that kind of stuff, man? Talk to the man. He got me doing it, man. So, I'm quite sure he can, you know, help you get through that hurdle also.
I'll make sure I give you my number so we can keep in contact.
All right.
God knows, Muskegon, if you're listening, if you're watching online. Support this, brother. We need independent media. We need grassroots media. We need underground media. We need all those media that is sharing our story.
Because we can't be everywhere.
Oh, no. And you know, we at one time, we were underground. And I was in my basement. You know what I mean? So, and we were relevant. All these stories are relevant that paints a picture. Everything can't be negative. Everything can't be positive. But it we have these media outlets that gives us a picture of our community and keeps the conversation going. This brother is doing it. Up on the screen, we have the Black Paper Weekly. We have the shot of his page. Like his page, the Black Paper Weekly, number one on Facebook. Like it, share it. He's doing a story on Cortez Bridges. We know we love Cortez Bridges and what he's doing in Atlanta, what he's doing in Hollywood. So it's not just about the crime report, which was cool, too. You know what I mean? Like, I thought you was real. It took a lot of what the Minister Farrakhan would say, testicular fortitude.
Testicular
fortitude. To do what you was doing.
And you got to say it the right way.
Okay, go ahead. Say it again, Rob.
Testicular
fortitude.
That's deep.
Or have a pair.
Yeah.
and over again.
Right.
And I want to read something to you, man, to show you the power that media has. Malcolm X said this in 1963. He said, "The media's the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and make the guilty innocent. And that's power because they control the minds of the masses."
That's deep. That's definitely correct.
Malcolm X said that in 1963.
That's true.
And if you look at the CNNs, the MSNBC, Fox, Russian Times, Al Jazeera News, if you look at all of them, they paint the narrative to what they want us to believe. People like you paint the narrative of what it is. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Yeah. And we need that.
And we need that as a people.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, look how long they've been telling our story. And they've been putting their own words into it and flipping it to what they want to flip it to. You know, media like yourself, you are legitimately a media outlet if you're reporting stories. So don't let nobody tell you you're not, because you ain't walking around with a great big old camera and a crew and lights and all this other kind of mess. Do you, man. Keep doing you. And eventually those things will come, and then you can be the one, hey, this is the way you do it. You're the next generation. Right. PA always hollering about, Rob, we need to find people that can take over for us, because we done protested, we done marched, we done covered it, we done been involved in it and everything else. But we getting old.
We are old.
You know, it take younger people like yourself to pick that mantle up, you know, but you got to be able to listen, you know, too. And listen to the old heads. You know, we're not going to agree on everything. You know, we're not. You have a younger mind than I have. My mind is old and corrupt. You know what I'm saying?
And dirty.
So we can't forget that.
Yeah, more dirty than all of it.
Than all of it. So if you listen and you take time out to listen, flip it into how you want it, but take the advice.
Right. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
And he has. Yeah.
And yeah. Nobody else, if nobody else tell you that, man, you know, because one day God let you live long enough, you're going to be an old head too. Mm-hmm. And then some young whippersnapper like yourself going to be coming up through the ranks. And maybe you can give them some advice instead of trying to just hold on to it for the rest of your life yourself.
Right.
You know, just a little piece of old wisdom, you know, old dirty-minded wisdom.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you.
Before we go, Jamie Green said, care as a collective, and we need to model it to the kids. Our good brother Tony Ellis-Sheed, man, down in St. Louis. Miss you, man. He gave us the fist in the air. Feeling you, brother. Miss you.
Salam alaikum, brother.
Alaikum salam. And Anthony Miller said, I'm going to help out if needed. So family, if you listen on radio, the Block Paper Weekly, like the Facebook page, get in contact with Brother Williams. He's trying to do some good in the community. Of course, he's going to have them stories there that he do, but he's adding that balance. And however you do it, support him, wrap our arms around him. He's grown. He's not the same man that he was in 19 and 20 and 30. And we all change and evolve. I'm not the same PA I was. I'm 19 and 20, you know? So we all evolve. Welcome back to the community. And I'm glad that you're taking up on yourself to share our story. We need that. I wasn't there that morning. I was out of town. So we couldn't be there.
Rob was in the bed.
So, you know, we got.
I don't get up past 12 o'clock.
Him and Huck could be about this.
Oh, yeah. Huck live. Huck live on the scene. Oh,
Randy.
Yeah. Huck live on the scene.
Shout out to Randy.
Yeah, we need y'all, man.
Yes, Lord.
Anyway, Anthony Miller said, this old man will walk with him anytime and anywhere. Shauna Speak says, shout out to you, brother. Thank you. Thank you, Shauna. Who also has a very nice podcast. I know you out there, Sean. I
need to come on up.
All right. We got to go. We got to go, family. Anything you want to say to Muskegon before we go?
Yeah, man. I need y'all to send me the positive stuff. I need events. I mean, that's why that's a easy thing to follow. Crime is at the courthouse. It's all concentrated. So if people just send me stuff, I can come and, you know, do my thing. I ain't got to chase it.
There you go.
So thank y'all.
Send them positive news, family. Send him positive stuff.
Give out your email again in case, because you're saying send it to you now.
Oh yeah.
If you've been on here, you get flooded. Don't be mad at PA.
All right. Don't
be mad at me.
I gotta go clear my storage out. Flood. One shot publication at gmail.com. ONESHOTPUBLICATIONS at gmail.com. I think
I spelled it right. One shot publication. That's
or hit me up on Facebook.
There you go. There you go. Robert Williams, thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes, family. Sir.
We're going back to my music. Side of Driver 5, 103.7.